The lab wizard in the flesh will now define science in step zero. From the viewpoint of the light side, in terms the dark side can understand. Most people view science and religion as two ends of a spectrum of reality. But the fact is that the Bible has been the only validity that science has. And the church believes it wrote the Bible, and by law, owns it, and is the only one who can represent it. So if the church does not accept the science, neither will the people. And if the church says the science is heresy, then the people will agree. So nothing has changed in the last 3,000 years. So it's here that we begin to define what science really is, which is the viewpoint of the church and not the Bible. In the Bible, it states that God created the universe and that God is all light with no darkness in it. So the light created the universe. And the light wizard agrees. So it's the definition of the light. In terms both science and the church can agree on. That science and religion become one and the same. Which is why the church has scientists to validate all science. And it's not till the church agrees that this is the truth do the people view it that way. So for the record, the light wizard does not change the definition of the light. So the light wizard, science, and the church are all in agreement that the light created the universe. At the subatomic level, it can be proven that light created life at the cellular level. Scientists call this the God particle. So the search for the Higgs boson became an obsession. After 50 years, science is so close to finding God that they never ask the question, should we be looking for God here? Because of the insanity of looking for God in a nuclear explosion does not register as a crazy idea. Allegedly, you have to start somewhere. And if the Big Bang was a nuclear explosion, then God must be there. So this is the only way to prove it. If they deny where God is, which is not in the third dimension. In fact, these scientists only believe in the third dimension. So why not just call it the only dimension, since they do not believe the other dimensions exist at all. But this is why I said it was insane to look for God in this dimension in the first place. So scientists are looking for God in all the wrong places. The Bible states that you must have faith that God exists. So they are saying you must have faith that the light exists. This line of logic can bring you to the conclusion that you must have faith in where the light exists. So to this end, the light wizard tells you that God exists in the first and second dimensions. So you must have faith that these dimensions exist. But as a scientist, I must prove that these dimensions exist, which is actually very easy. Too easy, in fact. So science has a hard time believing in things that are too easy, because the existence of God has to be far more complex than this explanation. So it seems faith and science do not mix. But the truth is that it's only the reality that you view the universe in that this becomes evident. And it's real simple. Let's do a scientific experiment to prove it. Most people view the behavior of a flashlight as they do a bullet in a gun. The light is the bullet. The flashlight is the gun. It shoots the light out at the speed of light. This is a very simplistic view of it, but a very accurate description of the way they view it. So let's measure the kick of the flashlight as we would measure the kick of a gun, because they cannot be any different. For the view of this relationship is totally wrong. And that is the scientific proof that the lab wizard wants you to acknowledge. So scientists need to measure the kinetic energy of light travel. Not the speed, but the ballistic characteristics of it. If light is being shot out of the device producing light, then it has to create a recoil. This is Newton's third law of motion. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So in space, a flashlight becomes a rocket engine. It should power the flashlight up to the speed of light in a matter of seconds. But the experiment fails, so it's clear that light does not shoot out of the flashlight at all. So what is happening? Newton said the universe is static. Einstein said it was dynamic. It could not be both. So let's do one scientific experiment to see which one is true. We simply have to look at the ramifications for a dynamic universe, which is that multiple realities can and do exist. In fact, the universe is actually a multiverse, and in it, the universe the Light Wizard teaches exists. Yet the universe states that the universe is static, so Newton's universe is also here. So round and round this experiment goes. How does a universe exist in a universe that cannot exist? And the only conclusion is that it cannot. This is called a paradox. And Einstein's universe is full of paradoxes. In fact, in Einstein's universe, Einstein can travel back in time and kill himself, which would have prevented science from being kept in the Dark Ages. But those believing in time travel will argue that just because no one has invented a time machine yet does not mean they cannot exist. And the paradox of what they just said does not occur to them. Because once a time machine is built, the present becomes the past. So this machine would have already been built by the very definition of what time travel is. But regardless of this fact, the fact that we cannot see any evidence of this universe actually behaving like this is in fact the definition of the word insane, which is a belief in things that cannot be possible. But because Einstein believes everything is possible, you will never get those believers in Einstein's theory to ever see the light, which the light is the truth, because God is the truth, and God is the light. So these scientists must first rid itself of God, because that is the only obstacle in their way to proving this insanity. So the Light Wizard simply cannot go there, because there is no scientific test you can perform to prove that this universe is dynamic, and only common sense can prove otherwise, and Einstein has no common sense. And all the formulas Einstein plagiarized when being a patent clerk will not change this fact, and any real scientist can tell you that Einstein's theories do not work at the subatomic level. This is all the proof I require to prove the universe is static. So this is a fact that is backed by science. The universe is static. So Newton's three laws of motion still apply. Oddly enough, they do not apply to a dynamic universe. So how science took that road is beyond me. Yet science cannot explain light or gravity, as if they are two separate things, when in fact, they are the same thing by definition, since the light is what creates gravity. And it's only how you view reality does this make sense. Now we need to define it from the view that it has dimensions. Three dimensions are defined as width, depth, and height. Simply removing one at a time will take you to the second, first, and zero dimensions. Note that the fourth dimensions and above are just viewpoints, and do not define physical dimensions. Those below the third are physical and can be proven to exist. So how do we prove the second dimension exists? Light is energy. It's trinary energy, meaning that the light has three states. So God's particle has three states. So its very definition is scientifically proven. So all we have to do is explain how it behaves in a scientific experiment. So take a flashlight and a high-speed camera and record its behavior. And you will discover that light is static, just like the universe itself, which is made from light. So that means that the space it occupies does not move. It's the universe in the third dimension that moves, and the second, first, and zero dimensions are static, since that is where the light is. Without a proper frame of perspective, it's hard to view it that way. Picture yourself in the middle of the ocean in a boat. With no land in sight, it's hard to see if the boat is moving. So faith has to step in, or you must find a frame of reference other than sight to navigate by. It's just that simple. Once you realize that the universe is moving at the speed of light, you will realize that is why the speed of light is a constant. But how is this possible is the question that eludes you. The second dimension is what confuses you. It's not like normal space where a coordinate system maps out the same way the third dimension does. It's not even possible, since it has no dimensions that allow this. So it's just the logic of it that you do not understand. And that is simple. It starts at the origin of the light. So the universe opens up on the path the light must take in order to follow the path it makes. So a light particle is created by the flashlight. It just causes the energy in the second dimension to hold on to it. Then as the dimension the flashlight is in moves away from the second dimension, and the light is dragged with it, so it's not moving. The flashlight is, so it's easy to map out the second dimension, and is scientific proof that it exists. Otherwise, light travel makes no sense at all. Now that we have scientific proof that the second dimension exists, how do we prove the first dimension exists? The answer is faith. But scientifically, faith means that you must agree that this is the way it works, regardless of the explanation of how it works. But faith is not without irony. Answer the question of how the light knows to travel the path that the flashlight is pointing. And that logic leads you into the first dimension. It's controlling the light. But the scientific experiment is difficult to create, since only God can control it. Create experiments that change the behavior of the light. After thousands of years of experimenting with light, all we can do is change the direction it follows and harness its energy. But we cannot change the nature of it, so the experiment fails. How can you prove God is controlling the light? Can only view God as a concept and not as a scientific experiment that you can perform. That is the irony I spoke of. So proving that a zero dimension exists is scientifically out of the question. Since it's void of any dimensions, it does not exist in any dimension. Yet without it, nothing could exist. So its existence is scientifically satisfied with the fact that everything else exists and can be proven. Yet this is still just faith and not real science. So the Bible, it seems, is more scientific than most first would agree with. Since they always stated that you must have faith that God exists. So they are saying you must have faith that the light exists. Since it requires 0, 1, 2, and 3 dimensions to exist. And at each level of dimensions we dig into, the deeper science is pushed. So it's no wonder why they look for God in the aftermath of a nuclear explosion. Since they must believe this is the only way to unlock what is in those dimensions. But this is an insane experiment. Faith is the only true experiment. But scientists cannot go there. So religion must step in, or they must know that what the Bible said about faith is truth. My wizard tells you that you cannot see the light until you start to see how the light actually behaves scientifically, which is that it is static. And the universe moves around it. It does not change the path the universe takes, nor it changes the way you view it. So it's reality, and not the reality in which most scientists view it in. And it's not till this changes can science move forward. So this is step 0. And this is where all reality must start. With the knowledge of how things really work, and not how you view them as working. Because regardless of how you view them working, the universe will will continue to work the way it always did. It's not till you know this is true will your reality change, and you can see the life for what it is, which is God. A guiding line of destiny, because the line is everywhere in the universe at the same time. It's all-knowing, all-seeing, omnipotent. It created all life at the cellular level. It is the universe as viewed by that same life. So it is reality. So the Bible was right about it all along. You must have faith that the line exists. Only scientists did not see this. So they created the universe into something it's not, which is dynamic. They spent a lifetime trying to prove it, applying the same logic that got them here in the first place. It's their definition of insanity. They try to build a better explosion to prove this. So I rest my case. Scientists are insane. Prove otherwise and I will listen. But they deny who I am. So it's a paradox. Science means facts, which means that the science of this time has very little to do with facts. More about theories, which means to teach with fear. As a child, I learned this lesson well. Whenever I would ask the question about gravity and life, the teachers would tell me that I am not smart enough to understand Einstein's theories. So I asked, how old do you have to be to understand insanity? Going along with this insanity only proves you are insane. Not that you are right. So you kill all those that do not believe the way you do. So if you cannot be right, at least you can be left. So science on this planet is run by those who do not understand how the universe works. So they make up theories which are always being disproved. So science is evolving into a science of BS. It's your belief system, so it's religion, since it's not based on facts, but beliefs. That is all that there is. And that is all the science of this day. But science to the light wizard is just the facts. So you will find no theories here. As a child, I knew that gravity was not caused by centrifugal force. The very idea that it was proved that those that believed this were insane. And insane and stupid may have the same meaning, because you could argue that they are just ignorant to the facts. Your very definition of the word is proof of this. So the science of light wizard goes against what mainstream science determines to be normal. So logic can only conclude that I am crazy, or you are crazy. But the universe does not care what you believe, nor do I. So let's prove who is insane scientifically by performing a simple scientific experiment. You can create a centrifuge any way you wish, and put it into space, outside the moon. Gravitational pull. Just prove scientifically that you can stand on top of it with normal gravity in the end. This is simple, not complicated. is still a working model of a centrifuge that behaves the way the Earth does. I do not have to wait for the results. This experiment fails every time, proving that I have always been right. And you have always been insane for not acknowledging it. So what is my proof that life is what causes gravity? The trinary engine, it is created with trinary energy, which is the light. And we have proven that the light is God's particle, so it has three states. The light state is one. It's the matter. It becomes clear that this is the light, because it's brighter than the solid state it takes. So the solid state is a zero state. But that causes scientists to say, what? A zero state? What is a zero state? And it's simple. The state that it's in most of the time you view it. You see, it turns brighter and moves to one side or the other. So it's changing states and position. So to change from one position into another, it must change that state. And it does this by incrementing its state change. And since we know scientifically that the light state is a one state, meaning its true state of energy, algebra proves it like this. A plus 1 equals 1. So A must be zero. And then it changes to a negative state, meaning it disappears altogether. But since energy cannot be destroyed, it simply just changes from one state into another. And since this is a static universe, it does not disappear into another universe, but another dimension, which is the reason they do not understand this, since they do not understand dimensions. So it's a negative one, or antimatter state. So the math that proves this scientifically is 1 plus negative 1 equals 0. Which logically leads you to know that the reason it changes position is because it's moved from one dimension into another. So its one state is the first dimension, and its negative one state is the second dimension. So matter and antimatter do not exist in the third dimension at all, and do not exist in the same dimension, so they never come together. So looking for God in a nuclear explosion is also insane. This is the scientific proof of that, and the basis of the trinary engine. If you apply scientific logic to known principles in the universe, based only on what I have proven here scientifically, you will understand that if you take a particle, the densest element in the known universe, which I call tritanium, and put it under control of the light, or God, the logic of the state changes of the light will prove the science behind the behavior of the universe itself. So it's in its zero state. Titanium is solid. As such, you can see it, touch it, and prove it exists scientifically. Now change the state to 1 and note that it has moved outside our dimension. Yet we can still see it, so we know we can prove it exists scientifically. Although we cannot touch it now, since it's not in our dimension. So when it changes to its negative state, or antimatter state, or dark matter state, we can also scientifically prove it exists by the fact that we cannot see it, since it just moved into another dimension also. So the basis of the trinary engine is scientifically proven. 1 + -1 = 0. So these state changes can and do take place as scientific evidence, and are known to be perpetual, meaning that they can change states indefinitely without any interaction from any known force to apply to it, except for God. So it's a perpetual engine. Now all you have to do is imagine an engine the size of the galaxy. And now you start to understand what a trinary engine is. A self-perpetual engine that runs the universe. It's the galaxies, suns, planets, and moons. And is now a scientifically proven model. So it's not a theory, but scientific evidence of how the universe works. And if you follow the logic in each step, you will know it's the truth scientifically and not through religion. Since the Bible was right about God, only they did not scientifically prove it until now. Wait a minute. You do not represent the Bible or the church. So how can you say this? As a scientist, we must prove who we are. We have birth certificates of our ancestry can be proven. Driver's license, school diploma, military records, and other documents to prove that we are qualified to talk about a given subject. So check mine. They are in order. I am who I say I am. And that is what bothers you, since there is no other reason. So why should anyone believe me just because I just proved it scientifically? My ancestors wrote the Bible, not so that it could be the last word on how the universe works, but so it could be proven to be the last word on this subject. And that is all I did. Nothing more. Nothing less. So all that is left is to have the church sign off on it. To be scientific about anything, you must first remove emotions. And religion has blinded most of you to this fact. Even if you claim to not care about the church or religion, you will still argue that the science is based on religion, when in fact it's not. Check my dog tags. Under my name, rank, and serial number is my religious preference, agnostic or atheist. Not because I do not believe in God, but because I do not believe in their religion. My ancestors wrote the book for the people to know the truth about the universe. But the Bible is not the book you ended up with. My book of truth is lost to me. But I had a copy of that book and read it, and I know it's the truth. The stories are in the Bible the church holds. Not the ones they gave you, but the real truth. They hide it till the fulfillment of the prophecy. So now we will see what they do, now that it's been fulfilled. Because the Bible states who I am. change lives. Not the God of Moses who loves negative one, the Antichrist. Who did you think he was? Satan? Because that is what the Bible stated he was. But this is science. No place for religion here. The powers that be know this. And this is why every wizard in history was murdered for this belief. And why it's not part of the Bible to this day. The dark side is in charge. So how do I leave this out of science? When the very authorities on this subject is the church. And the truth is, they backed another African Nazi named Albert Einstein. You know what the church is doing. They are lying to you. The Bible states that only Satan lies. So now you know who is in charge of the church. And why I cannot separate the church from the state. Let alone from science. The truth is that the planet is hollow. So hollow be thy name. Since a halo is viewed like an aurora or corona. So be sure to check my birth certificate. Because I was born in a corona. That is my kingdom with a crown. And the core of this planet is heaven, so it will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because of the force field that surrounds the core of the Trinarian gems. So deeper into the science we go. The core starts off as a solid titanium toroid, and the inside elements change states. So the element becomes a molecule. Energy can only transform from one type of energy into another. And when this happens, it creates a huge magnetic field called a force field. The first is inside the engine itself. It creates a barrier and a containment field to keep the core in a quiescent state, so it's in balance, and creates a second force field on the outside of the engine to contain it, and a third at its outermost reach to generate gravity. This is what separates the Earth from space, so it's a gravity engine. So what was done in heaven extends to earth and the heaven above it. Now we have the scientific definition of how the universe works. And it was explained using science and the Bible. But using only scientific logic based on facts that are scientifically proven. So do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now the word evil is just lie spelled backwards. And like the Bible itself is written in code, so all you have to do is know how to read it and not read into it. That this story even starts to make sense. But the story has never changed. It's only the way it's told from the viewpoint of the person telling the story. I tell this story and science itself from the viewpoint of the light side, but in terms the dark side can understand. As such, those on the dark side will never see light, so they would have to change the way they view the universe. And to do that, they must let go of all the darkness inside of them. And the darkness is evil.
The Bible states that the light has no darkness in it. So you must have faith that the light exists. A scientific fact that scientists must acknowledge. So all I'm doing is delivering them from evil. Which is why I am the light. And the light is power to live. That was what the Bible stated. And why the scientists refuse to acknowledge the Bible's teachings, even in the church itself, since it has no more rights to represent the Bible than me, since it was my ancestors and theirs who wrote it, but not those who claim the right, because those people are evil. In science, we tried to keep emotions out of the subject matter. But this subject is at the very center of that debate. And you cannot separate the facts from the fiction without analyzing both. So I will not try. In the end, I must bring light to this world ran by the dark side. Its scientists are not stupid nor ignorant. They are just evil. And it's my Father who must deliver them from themselves. So when Jesus and the other wizards told this story, the church murdered them for heresy, because this went against the beliefs of those in charge. Which was the dark side, even though their beliefs were stated in the Bible as facts. And since they could not take back these words, they just made you view them from the viewpoint of the dark side, in terms that only the dark side could understand. And this is step zero. And I have 275 more steps to go in this series. And it's this science that they cannot deny scientifically. I just proved it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Because it's the truth, and the truth will set you free. So I cannot deliver you from evil so you can live in harmony. And I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the light itself.